Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Runs aren't guaranteed, but you could have the free tickets. They give away the tickets. Hey, look, Yankees, you expect the bats to break out. It just would be something that the inconsistency of this offense is certainly situational. I don't care what the numbers say. I was fighting with somebody about this yesterday. I don't know if it was Emmanuel Barbari or somebody was bringing it up, referencing their numbers and situational hitting. You just don't see it. They've been horrible in extra innings, to your point.
I think they're hitting 077 in extra innings. I remember hearing that somewhere.
How are they so bad?
I don't know.
A, you're the Yankees. B, you're getting a runner planted at second base. Like, to your point, even last night, first and second, nobody out.
Yep.
How can they not score? Like, as often as those situations present themselves for years with this team, just doesn't work. And do you think it's a coincidence or odd that, like, if you and I talked about this yesterday, saying, hey, if you had a bet how their drought is going to end, their scoring drought, how would you think?
I would have said a couple of home runs.
Yeah, like, of course. And that's what happens. They get two solo homers, and that's it. Two hits.
Well, all right, so listen, the thing that I will say, a slight rebuttal, because I don't love their situational hitting. I don't. But I also think, because it's been an issue for the Yankees for years, that we have a tendency to fixate on the times that they fail and gloss over the times that they perform well. Because, and again, it seems like a hollow stat right now, but even with this offensive malaise, the Yankees do have the most runs in the American League. Now, I know the American League's not amazing, but, you know, you can only deal the cards that you dealt here and play who you got to play. And up until this five-game swoon, the Yankees have been hitting the hell out of the baseball. And when you do that and you put up that amount of runs and have some of the other numbers, which I won't bore you with now, that are favorable, you are doing the job more times than maybe we say or feel they are with situational hitting. But the extra inning is a real thing. That, to me, is a microcosm of a potential bigger issue down the road that is not new for these Yankees.
Jeff is in the Bronx. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, what's up, guys? So listen, the problem with the Yankees has been a problem for years. They overhype their prospects. And then when these guys come up, we think we're getting Mickey Mantle and we get Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
It's like, that's not what we do it.
Sorry, Jeff, you got a bad line there. So we got the point. I do think that that's what I talked about on Tuesday, BT, when you were out. Like, it wasn't just meant to focus on Volpe. It was more about the young players not living up to the expectations. And this has been a pattern here going back for years. And I don't know if it's because it's the Yankees, so the hype is more. Like, people go, oh, what about the Mets prospect? Yeah, the Mets never have these top prospects. Alvarez was one, Beatty another, and you've seen how that's panned out. But with the Yankees, it seems like every year there's two or three guys. It's like, oh, this guy's getting, nah, here we go again. It was Spencer Jones. Now it's Lombard Jr. Like, they're always hyped, and they might, clearly there's an issue with the way that they're developing them, because they failed time and time again. Even look at Dominguez this year.
Mm-hmm.
Dominguez comes up, he bursts onto the scene when he makes the majors a year ago, whatever. What was it, 2 years ago that Dominguez went nuts?
Two years against the Astros.
Right,
yep,
so he came up 2 years ago and goes nuts. Obviously last year was hurt, whatever it was.
Yep.
Okay, and then it was like, oh, this guy's going to be Mickey Mantle. And now he's, you know, it's not that he doesn't have potential to still be a good player, an impact player, but you're seeing the growing pains. We went through this before with Gleyber, with Gary Sanchez, with endless other guys.
You said Gleyber, right? Yeah, no, for sure. Clint Frazier. I mean, Clint Frazier was supposed to be like a linchpin in the middle of the order for years. The bat speed. I remember hearing, it's funny, we don't bring up Clint. We reference him, but I feel like we go more into detail on other prospects who don't get it done. Mm-hmm. Clint Frazier, I remember hearing one other name when they were talking about Clint Frazier, Gary Sheffield, and that was about bat speed. Everybody told us that he's got among the most elite bat speed they've ever seen. So, yeah, that didn't work out.
Red Thunder or Red Lightning or something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah, all these nicknames, like the Martian.
There are a lot of nicknames, more nicknames than productions. Crazy. All right, but I do
have... The Kraken with Gary Sanchez.
All right, we get the point, buddy. You have to lay it on that thing. We know. I would say one thing, though. So I think there's two things why the Yankees prospects are not nearly as productive as we hope or think that they should be, or the Yankees hype them up to be,
right.
Really. Number one, I don't think they develop them well. That is the fundamental flaw in the Yankees organization that I have said and pointed out for years. It bothers me. I don't know the origin of it. Is it as low as instructional ball? I don't know. So I can't directly point fingers, but I can say with great confidence that the Yankees organization, I'm not talking about pitchers, position players, they just don't develop players well, number one. Number two, and this is not an excuse, but it is some contextualization, because the Yankees are always good, the Yankees never have access to a Witt or Gunnar Henderson or just even Mike Trout was in the 20s, actually. That's not a good example. Same with Judge. But they just don't draft that kid. One, two, three. I mean, Jeter was six, remember, years ago, because the Yankees stunk. You know, 8, 7, 5. They don't really, and those are more, I won't say guarantees, because baseball is the biggest crapshoot out there. They have a tendency to go more for high school kids in the 20s, and that's a massive leap.
That's
or
fair.
College kids who are in the 20s.
That's fair, but they traded, and I don't know where Torres and Frazier were selected, but those were guys that they traded for.
Correct.
That were top prospects. I'm pretty sure Gleyber was a very
He was. No, Cubbies, and then Flynn Frazier as well. Yeah.
Right, so my point is that even those guys, remember, that's what made it so special. The Yankees, a rare losing year in 2016. Mm. They go out there, rightfully so, being aggressive at the trade deadline, getting those type of prospects in, rebuilding this thing the right way. 2017 wasn't supposed to be a good year. Judge takes off. They go to ALCS Game 7, and the rest is history. But those guys never developed the way that they were supposed to either.
No.
And from 2017 on to date, the Baby Bombers, this new version of it, none of them outside of Judge have lived up to the hype.
Not even close. And I know we got a break here. But the other thing, too, is, and this is excuses out the window. For years, it was like, well, they don't get a chance to play through mistakes. Remember that? Because the Yankees were so star-laden. You know, maybe you run out there, Ricky Ledet, Ruben Rivera. Yeah. I'm just throwing names in the past. You know, who knows? It's 100% applicable. But I think it is. And they'd get a shot. They'd have a rough week. Back to the bench. Back to the minors. This goes back to Bobby Meacham with George Steinbrenner back in the 80s. And they never got any runway to let their natural talents shine. They're playing now. To give the Yankees credit, which I will, they are playing them. Dominguez is not against all, against all lefties.
Nobody's still playing.
He's playing all the time. Volpe's running out there. They're running these young kids out there. And, you know, obviously Austin Wells plays all the time. Peraza's gotten a decent look. You know, Cabrera's got a decent look before he got hurt. And they're still not really popping through.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.